This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Again, greetings and welcome to our lesson today. We're certainly glad you've tuned us in. And again, you can contact me through my website or through regular mail, and I'll give you those addresses at the close of the program. You can re-listen to this program on my website, and my website does have a weekly meditation as well as some other good information that you might find helpful, some questions and answers to problems or questions I've been asked over the years. It's also got a couple of good tracks on it. So if you want those addresses, I'll give them to you at the close of the program. Now, we've been looking at what I call the Old Testament, where these Old Testament men and women who made their mark in the world. And while we don't live in the Old Testament, nevertheless, these men and women model behavior that would be appropriate for us in New Testament times. And so now I want to look at a man by the name of Jonah. He's written a book, or a book has been written about him, that is not very long, but has got a lot of lessons for us in it. However, we have some problems when we study Jonah, and that is that in the story, Jonah was given a commission to go to Nineveh and preach to that city, preach against that city. Jonah didn't want to do what the Lord asked him to do, and I don't suppose that's ever a problem with any of us, is it? We don't want to do what the Lord has asked us to do. We don't want to get baptized. We don't want to associate with Christians in a formal way because they're all hypocrites. We don't want to recognize the Lord's moral law. We don't want to recognize that, in fact, the Lord does have things he'd like us to do now that we are saved. So we all rebel in some measure against things that the Lord has laid on our hearts to do, things that he has told us in the Bible to do. And Jonah was a case in point. And so, as a result of his rebelling against the Lord, he got into a ship to flee from the presence of the Lord. But folks, you just can't flee from the presence of the Lord. He's everywhere. And so, a great storm arose in that ship, and ultimately, Jonah had to be thrown overboard in order to have the storm abated. And then the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah. Some translations say a whale, others say a great fish. But whichever it was, Jonah was in the whale's belly for 3 days and three nights, according to Jewish calculation. Now, that was just a literal way, a way of talking about literal calendar days, so that they weren't looked at as symbolic days. 3 days and three nights. So as we look at Jonah, he was in the whale's belly, spit out on dry ground, and then he was recommissioned. He was told to go, the Lord came to him, told him again to go to Nineveh and preach against it. And we'll see that Jonah was a great preacher. And I want to just read that from the story in Matthew's gospel. We won't be reading perhaps from the Old Testament yet today, but in Matthew's gospel, the Lord refers to Jonah. And it's quite clear that the Lord thought that this was a real event that took place in a literal way over three literal days. Not necessarily over 36 hours, but over three literal days. Then some of the scribes, Matthew 12 and 38 says, then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. But he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And indeed, a greater than Jonah is here. We trust the Lord will bless to us the reading of his word. Now, we're going to find out that Jonah didn't preach a lot. He just preached 8 words. It wasn't a great order, but he did save a whole city, a large city, by his preaching. And he was preaching against his will the whole way. Now, just as background, the reason Jonah was preaching against his will was because Nineveh was to the north and part of Syria. and or the Assyrian Empire. And I think Jonah was quite aware that Israel was going to turn away from the Lord, and Lord was going to use Assyria as one of the means of destroying or bringing Israel into captivity because they had turned away from him. And the Assyrians, if you study anything about the kinds of wars that they fought, they were cruel people. And so I don't think that in any way Jonah wanted to see this nation preserved. And if I understand the dates right, it would probably be 100 years after this that Assyria really was used by God to judge Israel for the sin of idolatry, for the sin of turning away from God, for committing the same sins that the Canaanites had committed originally that caused the Lord to use Israel to judge them. And if so, they're one of the lessons we see here is that God does use unbelievers oftentimes to judge those who claim to be believers, but who act like unbelievers and follow the way and the thinking and the worship of unbelievers. So you could argue that Israel as a whole, when it turned away from God, was no longer a believing nation, though it's quite clear there were believers within the nation. But nevertheless, God did judge them for their sin. And I think sometimes when we preach the gospel, we forget that God does judge sin. He judged it at Calvary so that we might not be judged. But at the same time, for those who reject Calvary, reject the Lord Jesus Christ, judgment is coming. And for nations that turn their back on the Lord, judgment is coming. And for churches, which concerns me more, that make up their own mind as to what pleases the Lord, and they turn their backs on the Lord and bring in a lot of things that were never to be a part of the worship of the Lord, and who do not distinguish between the saved and the unsaved, who do not preach the gospel clearly anymore, who make the matter of running a church a business, these people are going to be judged by the Lord. I don't know if the Lord judges nations today the way that he used to in the time of the Old Testament, but I believe that he will judge churches that way. Because today the church is supposed to be the representation of the kingdom of God. We do not have a millennium. We do not have the United States being the kingdom of God on earth, but the church represents the spiritual kingdom. And when we are faithless, we can be sure judgment is coming. When the unbeliever turns away from God and does not accept his love, you can be sure that judgment is coming. But as we look at this passage, there are many people that struggle with the story of Jonah because they believe that Jonah was just simply symbolic, that nobody could have been 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, or in the whale's belly for parts at least of 3 literal days. And yet when we read what the Lord says about it, it's quite clear to me that this is a literal story. The Lord really thought it was a literal story. Well, the Lord didn't think it. He knew it was a literal story. And he says, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. No sign will be given it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. What was the sign of the prophet Jonas? Well, the Lord says the sign of the prophet Jonas is going to be fulfilled when the Lord is raised from the dead. And he will be 3 days and three nights in the bowels of the earth, just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the bowels of that great fish. Now, I don't believe that the Lord was in the tomb for 36 hours, but he was in the tomb over 3 calendar days. And I think that's the Jewish way of saying that the days are literal calendar days. Now, as we look at this story then, we can see that it is a literal story. I've had people say, well, I believe the Bible, and if the Bible said that Jonah swallowed the whale, I would believe it. But fortunately, it doesn't say that. It says the whale or the great fish swallowed Jonah. So that's a very important thing in our story. It's not allegorical, but it is the sign or the prophetic sign of the Lord's resurrection. And it's interesting that when the Lord was raised from the dead, it was hard for the disciples to believe, and the unsaved didn't believe it at all. And as you go through the Acts of the Apostles, you'll find out that the thing that Paul emphasized is that this Jesus that was crucified has now been raised from the dead. And when you go to 1 Corinthians 15, he tells about all the witnesses that saw the Lord after he was raised from the dead. And then he tells us how that he was an apostle and saw the Lord as one out of due season on the Damascus Road. And he saw the resurrected Lord. And it's the fact that the Lord was raised from the dead that gives us confidence that everything the Bible says is true. And this was a sign to the Jewish nation that the Lord was raised from the dead. But what did the Jewish nation do with that sign? They got a hold of the soldiers and paid them, bribed them to say that the Lord's body had been stolen away. And to this day, the Jews would like to believe that the body of the Lord has been stolen away. The Jews have still rejected the fact that this Jesus that I love is the Jesus of the old, is the Jehovah of the Old Testament, that he came, that he died for our sins, that he was raised from the dead, and that he has gone back into heaven. And because they have rejected that, ultimately they have had their temple destroyed. Titus destroyed it in 70 AD. Ultimately, they've been dispersed into all the nations. And while there's been a regathering, and those of us who believe in prophetic scripture are anticipating the soon return of the Lord Jesus, because the stage is set for Israel to again be back in that land and to again be a nation that will worship God, that is not true of them yet today. And there's going to be 7 years of great tribulation that yet in that Jewish nation that's going to bring them to an end of themselves, so that they truly recognize that the person that they put on that middle cross was in fact their Messiah. And the nation is going to have to agree, as going to have to confess, that they crucified their Messiah. But friend, we need to confess that today as well. And the story of Jonah is the story that the Lord used to show that prophetically this was anticipated. And then when we come to the New Testament, we see the witnesses show that it actually happened. And now today we can preach a clear and a confirming gospel that gives us hope for eternity. We don't hope to be saved, but it gives us hope for eternity, because the Lord has been raised from the dead. And as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Lord be 3 days and 3 nights in the bowels of the earth. That was literal, not figurative. It was literal for the Lord, not figurative, and we have a living Savior today that we can love and depend on. And I hope that you do love and depend on the truth that Christ died for your sins. Now, our Heavenly Father, we pray for thy blessing upon our program today. We pray for thy blessing upon our listeners. We thank thee for thy love in our Savior's name. Amen. Now, our address, our mailing address, is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com. bdcministries.faithweb.com. And we do thank you for listening.